From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Pentagon confirms six U.S. service members killed by a suicide bomber Monday in an attack on a NATO patrol near Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack, claiming 19 deaths, but the Taliban has been known to exaggerate casualty numbers. NATO says it is investigating the attack. VOA's Ayaz Ghul reports from the location.
This area north of Kabul has been the base of Hizb-e Islami, another militant group which is led by former Afghan Prime Minister Gulbuddin Hikmatyar, who is obviously wanted by the United States. So this area in Afghanistan has been a strong base of Gulbuddin Hikmatyar. So mixing up with the population and getting support from the local population for the Taliban is not difficult. So it is quite possible someone from within the population not far from the Bagram Air Base might have helped the Taliban to carry out this attack.
VOA's Ayaz Ghul reporting from Islamabad. President Barack Obama is expressing confidence those opposing the Islamic State group will prevail, but there will be significant progress before he leaves office. In an interview with NPR News released Monday, Mr. Obama called the Islamic State a virulent, nasty organization.
It is also important for us to keep things in perspective. And this is not an organization that can destroy the United States. This is not a huge industrial power that can pose great risks to us institutionally or in a systematic way.
The president stressed that the U.S. would triumph. This is VOA News.